The Educational Alchemist Podcast. An informal introduction to the book. I'm Emma.
And I'm James. Today we're introducing a new book by Dr. Tony Guariglia, The Educational Alchemist, Turning Ordinary Moments into Leadership Gold.
The book is available now, and over the coming weeks, we'll be releasing a series of podcast discussions, exploring its chapters one by one.
Not simply reading them aloud, mind you. We'll be examining the stories, questioning the ideas, and considering what Guariglia's experiences might mean for educators, leaders, and really anyone responsible for helping other people grow.
Because although this is a book grounded in education, it isn't only about schools.
No, it's about people.
Precisely. It's about what happens when authority meets humanity, when a leader must make difficult decisions without losing sight of the person affected by them.
And the title is rather important. Guariglia is not suggesting that leadership is magic. His idea of educational alchemy is the ability to take the raw material of everyday life. Conflict, uncertainty, fear, disappointment, potential, and turn it into something clearer and more meaningful.
The book begins with meliorism, the belief that the world can be improved through human effort.
Which Guariglia separates from simple optimism. Optimism hopes things will improve. Meliorism says somebody has to participate in making them better.
That philosophy carries the reader through the entire book. It begins in Guariglia's childhood, with loss, resilience, his mother's perseverance, and small classroom experiences that remained with him for decades.
And that is one of the book's strengths. The leadership lessons do not arrive as abstract theories. They emerge from moments. A child who feels embarrassed after answering a question correctly, a teacher quietly helping a hungry student, or a leader realizing that a necessary organizational decision may still have caused someone pain. From there, the book moves into what Guariglia calls the art of noticing.
The idea that before a leader responds, corrects, or intervenes, the leader must first see what is actually happening. Especially in education, where anxiety may look like defiance, grief may look like anger, and exhaustion may be mistaken for a poor attitude.
It's a deeply human argument. Behavior matters, standards matter, and accountability matters. But understanding should come before assumption.
The book then takes that awareness into moments of crisis. Guariglia examines what happens when there is no time for performance or carefully prepared speeches.
When people need the leader to provide calm, clarity, and the next right step.
And he is honest about the emotional cost. Leadership is not presented as heroic invulnerability. The leader may feel fear and uncertainty as well. The responsibility is not to pretend those feelings do not exist, but to avoid handing that fear to everyone else.
As the book develops, the focus widens, from individual moments to organizational transformation and culture.
Culture, in Guariglia's view, isn't created by slogans hanging on walls.
Or by one enthusiastic speech or in-service meeting.
Quite. It is created through repeated behavior, how people are treated, whether leaders keep their word, how criticism is handled, whether dignity survives disagreement, and whether expectations apply consistently.
He also considers the complications of moving from colleague to administrator, the pressure of public leadership, the loneliness of confidential responsibility, and the need to remain present when an organization naturally begins to drift.
Then the book reaches an important transition. It asks what happens when the organization can no longer depend upon one leader.
That is where leadership becomes succession.
Not merely, what did this leader accomplish, but will the work continue when that leader is no longer there?
Guariglia argues that lasting leadership is not ownership. It is stewardship. A leader holds the mission for a period of time, strengthens it, protects it, and then prepares other people to carry it forward.
The later chapters explore generational continuity, retirement, letting go with grace, and the uncomfortable truth that leaders do not fully control their own legacy.
Other people decide what remains of us through what they remember, what they practice, and how they continue to treat others after we have left the room.
And finally, the book returns to where it began. The ordinary moment.
The conversation in a hallway. The decision to pause before reacting. The effort to protect someone's dignity. The choice to notice a person others have overlooked.
That is the gold Guariglia is writing about. The Educational Alchemist. Turning ordinary moments into leadership gold is available now. Readers can begin the book today and then join us as these podcast discussions roll out chapter by chapter. In each episode, we'll explore one part of Guariglia's journey, what shaped his thinking, where the difficult questions remain, and how the lessons apply beyond the world of education.
So obtain your copy, read along with us, and subscribe or follow so you don't miss the upcoming chapter discussions.
Because leadership does not begin with a title.
It begins when someone notices that a moment could become better.
And chooses to do something about it. This has been The Educational Alchemist. We'll see you in the first chapter discussion. Meliorism, The Alchemist Begins. Until then, keep looking for the gold hidden inside the ordinary.